Members of this year's Project Graduation Committee are turning to the community for support in their planning of this year's event. Leading the group is Cody Arona, the president of the Project Graduation Committee. Arona tells KWED, for years, the high school graduates have been kept safe each graduation night thanks to Project Graduation.
This is absolutely a safe environment on graduation night. So the purpose of it is to have, it's going to be an all-night alcohol and drug-free celebration for seniors on their graduation night. So we take them to a place, and in this case, this year, it'll be in Seguin. We're going to use the Columbus Hall, the Casey Hall, and we will be there from 11:30 p.m. until 5 a.m., and it'll be drug-free, lots of food, lots of music, beverages, games. We're going to have security, so you know we'll all be safe. Definitely entertainment, and just a lot of different prizes, just to keep them in a great environment that will, you know, keep everybody out of trouble.
The much needed celebration is important, but it's not cheap. Arona says it's an expensive endeavor, which is why hosting the overnight event relies heavily on the generosity of community and business leaders.
The financial support is huge. Obviously, we will be paying for games. Also, we try to have prizes in the past, and we want to continue the same prizes that are maybe TV sets, computers, gift cards, you know, iPods, iPads if necessary. So we would just want to make sure that we're going to give them a great fun environment, but also give some gifts that they'll be able to use once they go into college or trade school or their job, if that's what they choose to do.
Local food establishments had also shown their support in planning for Project Graduation. But again, Arona says monetary donations are needed now to ensure that they not only have prizes available, but also that there will be games to keep the graduates entertained overnight.
We have 7 different sponsorship level commitments, anywhere from $100 up to $5,000. Other amounts are also accepted. We do have a P.O. box locally in Seguin that they can send it to. They can call us directly, and we also have an email that can be used.
Arona says anyone who has made their way through Seguin High School has more than likely benefited from this specific event, and she hopes that the folks will remember that and they will donate financial gifts to keep the tradition of Project Graduation alive.
Friday, May 24th, is the graduation night, but we have almost 500 seniors that will be graduating. So giving them a safe place to go, have fun, enjoy their night, this is really what it's all about. We absolutely will take any amount, any personal amount that somebody wants to give, because we can use that for gift cards or pool that together to buy larger gifts. But any assistance, whether it's personal or financial, really would be beneficial, because today you may not have a senior. A couple of years down the road, you may have a senior that is graduating, and this is such a wonderful event for our seniors at Seguin High School.
As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, all the donations are tax deductible. Donations can be mailed to P.O. Box 1344 Seguin, Texas 78156. Those looking to give can also contact the group by sending them an email, or you can call Arona at 210-535-5574. You can find all of that contact information, including the physical P.O. Box address, the email address, and also Arona's phone number in today's Seguin Daily News. You can also access all of that information on our website, SeguinToday.com. Darren Dunn, KWED News.